Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, it is Wednesday, the middle of the week. We are so excited to be back another day, another opportunity to do it the right way, to do what is right, to live your dreams, to achieve your goals and your accomplishments, to be inspired to do what you know you have the potential to do, or maybe you don't know. Well, that's why we're here each and every morning, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and have been for several years now. We are here to lend you that encouragement, that motivation. Well, I guess it's not like a lending. It's not like you got to pay us back or anything. However, we are so excited. I'm telling you, this is going to be a spectacular day. My guest today is a woman who is doing great, great things. She is what I'm calling a serial entrepreneur. And you know the show All About Entrepreneurs. We just got that new title this year. Every year, we try to do something a little bit different. You know, one of the things as entrepreneurs that we do is we come up with different things, new things. We innovate. And so no different than innovating some piece of machinery or some other product, but we innovate the show right here on Blog Talk Radio. So now we are looking for entrepreneurs to come on, tell us their stories, because right now, in case you are not aware of it, but in the United States and other countries, we are in a entrepreneurial uproar. Right now, the entrepreneur is getting a lot of attention. You know, our economy, as it's been called over the past several years, from 2007 until 2011, and beyond, actually, it's called now the Great Recession, the Great Recession. Now, some of you remember, or maybe you heard your parents or your grandparents talk about it, or you read about it in your history books. You've talked about the Great Depression. Times were really bad. They were really, really hard. But we came out of it. So now you'll hear the term the Great Recession. So I suspect that all the books will have to be rewritten. A lot of the textbooks, I know students are going to hate that. They're going to want to borrow their friend's book from last semester. They're going to find out there's a new book because, you know, we're living history, and now we got to write about the Great Recession. And the question becomes, how do we get out of this recession? you know, the politicians in Washington, D.C., and the local politician, they're all trying to figure out ways to get us out of this horrible recession. This is where productivity is down, GDP is down, unemployment is up, unemployment rates are high, and people are losing their jobs, companies are failing, companies are closing. This is what's been happening in this Great Recession. However, we haven't hit the Great Depression because of some of the things that we have in place. But so we're turning to the entrepreneur for some solutions to the way out. First of all, to get the economy jump-started, we have to get some money flowing through the economy. Now, typically during a recession, people hold on to their money. Businesses hold on to their money. You hold on to your money. You don't spend as much in a recession, right? Well, guess what? When you do that, it increases the power of the recession. So we're even further into a recession. The further we go into the recession, the further people don't spend money. So there's no money really circulating in the money supply. Therefore, banks don't want to lend because they're afraid that people won't pay it back and they won't have money for the real important things that they need. So many things happen during the recession and our depression. So the entrepreneur right now is in the spotlight because the entrepreneur, for one, the beautiful thing about the entrepreneur is that, here's the thing, and you may have heard this before, maybe you've heard someone else say it, but the entrepreneur is the key. Oh, yes, the entrepreneur is the key. They hold a very, very, very important key to this whole scenario. But as I wait for my guest to come, I know she'll be on momentarily, and so she may have forgotten the phone number, and she may have not realized that which number that she needed to call in with. And that can happen sometimes, especially here on Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes people don't realize that the number is the same number that you call to be a guest on the show as well. So as we wait for her, I'm going to play a commercial while we wait for her. Good morning. Oh. You going to work?
Hi. Are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://wleiaassociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, where we hope that you
we're going to just jump right in and welcome you to the broadcast. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great, great. So, yes, talking about entrepreneurial things. Now we're going to have to definitely schedule you. We only have about 6 minutes left, but we're going to definitely schedule you to come on another day.
Okay.
Okay, with you. I figured that you probably didn't get the number or something, so I do apologize if I didn't get the number to you in time. We will definitely make sure that we get you. But I did tell them all about the wonderful projects you are involved in. Great things. I talked about Sanctuary CEC. I talked about your catering business. I talked about your work that you're doing with Beyond Abuse Project. I talked about you being a chaplain. I talked about you being on the board of several organizations. I mean, you are really, really doing some phenomenal things. You're married. You have children. I mean, your grandchildren. I mean, you're doing some really, I told them about the prayer breakfast, the conferences that you put on, and, you know, just so many things. And so I gave a little definition of a serial entrepreneur who is a person who starts multiple businesses. And I said that you are truly, you fit that category. So now if you want to share something with us, but we will definitely get you back on.
Okay. First of all, I would just like to say good morning, LaLisa, and thank you for the invitation. I thank God for you and all of your listeners for the entrepreneurial person who has the heart, who is the visionary, who can see it and make it happen. I thank God for all the movers and shakers of this generation and of the next. I ask that they sow their seeds, that they write down their visions, that they pursue whatever that they their hearts desire. If they don't see it yet, that means that it's underground, but it's growing. That it has to, that seed has to take time. That there's a season where it may not look like nothing's coming up, but then harvest is coming. Harvest time will come. I've been up since 5:30, and on Wednesdays we are on the prayer line, and our prayer line extended this morning, and once I got in prayer, I just couldn't let it go, so I do apologize for not being here, but yeah, I will come back, but just know that we prayed for you and for everything that you are doing, you and your husband and your family. We thank God for you and your spirit, for all the people that co-labor with you. And please let the entrepreneur know that they can't do it alone, that they need to network, network, and network some more, that sleeping time is over with, that rest time is over with. If you really want to succeed, you have to succeed with more than one vision. In this day and time and in this season, you have to have at least 4 streams of income. And so that means you have to have 4 ideals, 4 vision. That one big ideal sometimes doesn't work. You got to have more. You got to be a multitasker and be successful in whatever you're doing. But just know if you keep enduring and if you keep doing the work, that it will come.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. That is so powerful. That's some great, awesome tips that you came in. And, yes, I did think about you in prayer as well. So we're going to definitely reschedule you. Hopefully we can get you back on. You know, there's 2 more days this week, and then there's also Monday. So whichever day you inbox me or email me and let me know which date, I'll continue to put the information out. And I know people really, you know, want to come and hear from you. You are such a blessing. And the prayers for the entrepreneurs, like I said, this great recession is an opportunity, even though it may look horrible, but it is a great opportunity for people to, you know, grow their businesses, for those of us who have them. And we talked about the government and the support there. So there's a lot of wonderful things that are happening, and if you would just like to share, you know, some of the information that people can have for your Beyond Abuse Project, your workshops, how they can take part in those, and how they can get in touch with you if they need any questions answered.
Okay, thanks, LaLisa. And I know we just got a few more minutes left, but you can find us and connect with us on Facebook. Our Beyond Abuse Project is on Facebook, as well as myself, Denise Jenkins. So you can always friend us on there and see what we're doing. We are in partnership with some of the churches in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as Cleveland Clinic, where we do our weekly support group. We give back to the community, so that's real important. And our question is for everyone. If you know someone in trouble, if you think they're in trouble, just ask the question, are you safe? And if they say they don't know or they're not sure, then you know to link them to someone who can help. There's a National Domestic Violence Hotline that's available. They can dial 911, always the first responders. So they don't have to suffer in silence, but they can get help. So that's for men, women, boy, and girl, because it is not just a female issue, but it's a people's issue. So we fight and we stand in advocacy for those who still suffer in silence. But we have some wonderful things coming up. LaLisa, you're coming up this spring to do some things with us. We have a parent workshop that's coming up in March, the end of March. LaLisa will be co-facilitating that with me in the Cleveland Public School System. I'm really excited about that. So we are getting together, and we're going to be talking to the parents and giving them some more skills on how to embrace and foster good relationships with their children in this season, because our children are in trouble. So we got a lot of things on our plate, and I just thank God that He allows us to do the work.
Well, that is totally, totally awesome. I am so looking forward to this. This is definitely, definitely great. You know, Denise, this is just so good. You know, Performance Strategies Unlimited has been around for a while, and we're in the training business, and we train trainers. We also do training for all different kinds of workplace skill set. Communication skills and leadership skills and customer service. So we're very, very excited about that. We're going to be adding on some other training things this year as well. So we're very, very excited. And your business as well. I mean, right now, this is the absolute best time to be an entrepreneur if you are one.
Yes, it is, LaLisa, because even now with money being tight, there's opportunities for you to sit down and get your plan in order. Because when the gates and the floodgates open and the money pots open, you need to have your plan in place. But while things are tight and things haven't loosened up as much as we want them to, just know it's a good opportunity to write that 4, 5, 6, 10-year plan. Write your plan and be ready to run. Put your shoes on, because it's coming. And I definitely believe that the doors are opening up for the ones who are faithful and faint not.
Oh, yes. Oh, the doors, you know, like I said, the doors are about to open up very, very wide. And that's why we want to be able to be there to talk to entrepreneurs, to give them some of the, especially to the new entrepreneurs, for those individuals like us who have, you know, started our businesses 10 years ago and beyond that. We've seen, we were business owners in the time where the economy was great. I know I started my business in 2002, so the economy wasn't too bad at that time. And then going into 2007 and watching, you know, how things turned down. So, you know, we have a lot to share with individuals who are just starting out that, you know, may think, wow, this is so hard, I won't be able to do it, but we'll be able to show them how they can do it. So we're very excited about that. Well, all right then, Ms. Denise Jenkins, again, we thank you for tuning in. We thank our listeners for calling in and tuning in, and we hope that we see you back tomorrow, same time, same place. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And until then, remember, it's all about entrepreneurs, and this is the show to help you grow. We want to grow your business. So, Denise, any closing remarks?
The only closing remarks I have is just make sure that you have all your paperwork in order. Incorporate,
all right.
Be legitimate. Get your EIN numbers and do business the way business is supposed to be so you can be successful and gain your wealth.
Well, we're going to have you actually probably come and do a whole separate segment on that.
Okay.
We need a whole probably webinar on that, so we're going to talk about that, all right? So,
okay.
That being said, that we're going to definitely talk. Enjoy the rest of your day, and again, thank you so much for taking time out to come and be with us on All About Entrepreneurs. Okay.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.